It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. And Elton John from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Gray Seal. Great album tracks from that one. No Elton John to mark today. No Elton John news to mark today. But his prolific producer who produced Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and a whole bunch of other classic albums of that era, Gus Dudgeon, died on this day in 2002. He and his wife were in a car crash, had been driving along the M4 motorway in Britain on the way home when Gus fell asleep at the wheel of their Jaguar convertible, crashed down that embankment at speed, and ended up in a ditch, killing Gus Dudgeon, who also worked with David Bowie and the Beach Boys and XTC and others, but most famed for his work with Elton John. Gus Dudgeon died on this day in 2002. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Patrick Hedger from Taxpayers Alliance, Matt Meehan, also before the end of this hour one of the show on his new children's book called The Handsome Little Signet. Matt is a professor at Hillsdale in D.C., our D.C. outlet of Hillsdale College. I have some audio to play, as I always do here for you on the show. This is a lengthier cut, but there's no reason to chop it in half. In case you missed yesterday, there was another back and forth on the Hill in front of a House or in front of a Senate committee between U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Dr. Anthony Fauci. And the loud voices in the media essentially were cheering on Dr. Fauci for yelling at Senator Rand Paul and calling him a liar, without really talking about the substance of what they were debating. So after you hear this, I'll tell you what I know about who was actually right in this conversation. This is Senator Rand Paul yesterday, back and forth with Dr. Anthony Fauci. We pick it up in the middle. Rand Paul just laid out his case, essentially, and he's about to ask Dr. Fauci if he will retract a previous statement that he made before this Senate committee. So here's the back and forth between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci. Cut one.
Do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain-of-function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans, right? You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself. I totally
resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That is not.
Get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator,
you
Paul's
are the one.
Time has expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses And that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists. Those viruses are molecularly impossible to result in SARS-CoV-2.
No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
It is you. Rand Paul, Senator Paul, and Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday. And the media, of course, was like, yes, Queen, go slay him, Anthony Fauci. Go get Rand Paul. They called him a liar. It's awesome. Without talking about the actual substance. Josh Rogan knows more about this than I do. He's a Washington Post columnist. He's a CNN political analyst. He has done some research on the topic. You can find him on Twitter. Josh Rogan. Hey, guys, he tweets, Rand Paul was right. Fauci was wrong. The NIH was funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan, but the NIH then pretended it didn't meet their gain-of-function definition to avoid their own oversight mechanism. Sorry, not sorry, if that doesn't fit your favorite narrative. So as many in the media were simply applauding Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, for going after Rand Paul, it actually kind of turns out that Rand Paul was right here. And the NIH, of course, was funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Speaking of the media and COVID, we have 20 seconds here, but they are refusing to call these Texas Democrats who have traveled to D.C. a super spreader event. You've got six of the 50 Texas Democrats testing positive for COVID, infecting people in the White House, in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. No one's calling it a super spreader event. I wonder why. More of the Steve Gruber Show up next.